This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Back in my hot seat, one of my favorite guests, Varun Kohli, is the chief marketing officer of Sequence, found online at sequence.ai. He's been protecting billions of API calls every day. Busy guy. Welcome back to the hot seat.
Thank you. Not me. Sequence is protecting billions of APIs, but thanks for the trust.
Yeah. So on that note, what does Sequence really do, and who do you serve as clients?
Yeah, we protect what connects you, and that is the digital backbone of the enterprise, the APIs and the applications. Our platform protects north of 8 billion API transactions a day, more than 3 billion user accounts across these Fortune and Global 500. On the telco front, we actually protect one in every 15 mobile users on the planet. So Gary, probably you are protected by Sequence as well. We combine bot management and API security in a single solution, helping stop fraud, abuse, and data leakage in real time.
Now, you know, AI is big, the advent of AI, the threat landscape keeps evolving. Can you tell us some of those evolutions that are driving the innovation in AI and affecting APIs and the bots? Are bots becoming Gen AI?
Yeah, I think two big shifts that we are seeing. Number one is more bot management players are getting into API security, and more API security vendors are getting into bot management space through acquisitions, M&As, partnerships, and whatnot. And we had this vision back in 2019. So 6 years ago, we came up with the thought that APIs and bot management are not different. Bots are attacking APIs, and APIs are vulnerable on the bot front. So we have been driving on that. Slowly, industry is realizing this, and they're catching up. So that's one set of changes. The second set of changes that we're seeing is the shift from bot to agents. And the whole world is seeing this, right? You're seeing this on the agentic AI front, what's happening. Similarly, we are seeing a bunch of changes on that front. So not only do we need to protect AI, we also need to protect from AI. So that's the second shift we are seeing.
That's amazing. Varun, you mentioned agentic AI. I mean, we're worried about AI getting so smart and the hackers using it as tools. But on the other side of the coin, we've got developers writing code. What are they doing with agentic AI? Is it making life easier, or is it making it more dangerous?
Both. I think with technology, always it gets a little risky and bad guys know it. So on the agentic AI front, as you might know, it has four parts, right? You have perceive, you have reason, you have act and feedback. Think AI models wrapped in a logic that can take actions, make decisions, navigate systems, all using API interactions. And this is why think of agents as bidirectional APIs. When you take actions, you're actually asking an API to take action. And we at Sequence have been deployed at the largest and the baddest organizations. And we know exactly what kind of interactions are legit, which ones are not.
So there's a new approach, I would assume, that Sequence takes towards agentic AI and API and application and bot issues. What are you doing differently to approach these challenges than the typical vendor?
Yeah, most solutions are client-side code changes, device fingerprinting-based approaches, basic anomaly detection. Our approach, the way Sequence is different, is very behavior-based and network-based approach. So we analyze traffic at the API and application layer using machine learning to understand what's human, what's bot, and what's an agent. This allows us for real-time enforcement without modifying the app. Very important. We also help organizations discover the attack surface, shadow APIs, prevent data exposure and automation, automatically generating open API spec. What if the API specs do not exist? Lastly, how we are different is we do it for the world's largest, baddest, and most attacked organizations on the planet. This allows us to not only thwart the latest and the greatest attacks, but also share this intelligence with the smaller organizations that are protected by Sequence.
That's wonderful. And you announced a new partnership with a company this year called Skyfire. Can you tell us about that partnership and what's the significance of it?
Yeah, I think this is for the first time. Think of humans. We have addresses, we have email addresses. Think of machines, they had IP addresses. What about agents? How do we know if an agent is good or bad. So we're using this partnership. We're trying to make sure that malicious AI does not drain your bank balance down. If you're chatting with an agent, is that a good agent or a bad agent? Is it a good agent doing good things or bad things? Is it just keeping you busy for the sake of it? You think your agentic interactions are going up, but the revenue is not going up. So these are the things we're trying to do with Skyfire.
We are in a very innovative time, and it sounds like this partnership is an innovative solution. Now, when organizations think about innovation in their environment, it's probably to take some risk to grow their business. But there's the counter side of that equation with security and this AI adoption accelerating. What should organizations do to balance the innovation with security?
I think innovation changes the user behavior and experience. And you and I have seen it, right? We went from brick and mortar to online shopping to mobile apps to now agents. So we've all seen this transformation. You cannot slow down innovation. When you ask a developer to go code securely, not going to happen. Even if it is a perfectly coded application or an API, it is open to business logic abuse. All you have done is coded it to accept gift card. Who's stopping you or a bad guy from enumerating those gift cards and trying to attack the system, right? So at Sequence, we deliver this protection without slowing down innovation by focusing on being transparent. We focus on the user. Even if the user is a machine or an application, doesn't matter. And when I say we want to be transparent, we want to be transparent to the buyer. We don't ask you for those annoying captchas and waiting rooms and whatnot, and wait for your favorite product and keep on refreshing, and then Taylor Swift tickets are sold in the black market. We want to be transparent to the end user. Number two, we want to be transparent to the developer. Like I said, if you insist on secure coding practices to the developer, yes, they would listen. Sometimes they would forget. And now they're relying on AI to make changes, right? How do you rely on the code that is written by AI blindly? And how do you know it did not hallucinate? There is only so much you can do on that front. So don't rely on the developer. Third part is we want to be transparent on the adversary. Instead of don't rely on the developer, I should say, be transparent to the developer. Automate security to the extent possible. Coming to the third one. Being transparent to the adversary. What used to happen in the bot world is you used to tell the bad guys, I blocked you. Oh, this is what you did. This is wrong. And they would retool, rechange, reconfigure, and come back. And we are transparent to the adversary. We do what we do without telling the bad guys what actually happened. So we would act all innocent. Oh, your attack went through. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're doing great. But none of that will happen or impact the organizations in a bad way. So to reiterate, security should be an enabler, should not be a barrier. You need to be transparent to the end user, to the developer, and to your end customer.
That's actually great advice. I love that. Security should be an enabler, and you guys know how to do it. You're a market leader, you're an innovator. So can you tell us what's next in API and application security and automation as this ecosystem continues to evolve?
Yeah, I think three things I'll say. Number one, behavior is your new perimeter. So the biggest threats are not going to be injections. They are business logic abuse. Detecting intent through behavior is the only way to stop these. Number two, security needs to be autonomous. We all have seen, I don't know, Gary, if you've been to San Francisco lately and seen Waymos, and that's what we need in security as well. We need autonomous security. Your security teams, as is, are short-staffed. You need, I don't know, last I checked, a million shortage on security front of personnel. And they also have to sleep. So who's taking care of your security when they're sleeping? So it has to be more autonomous. Systems need to be smart, which is what I said earlier. It's not just about protecting from AI. It is also protecting AI and use AI to do all of this, AI against AI. Number three is one platform total protection. Discovery, defense, and posture management all needs to be in a single platform. You cannot use multiple tools, solutions to do it. Convergence delivers stronger security, less complexity, and lower cost. And that is what organizations are looking for today.
Absolutely. Varun, how quickly can we get up and running with Sequence? And what's the typical client look like?
As quickly as 15 minutes, quite literally. Do not see it as a marketing speak. Yes, my title is marketeer, but my background is an engineer. So I've tried it, tested it. It takes 15 minutes. I'll give you an example of a largest telco. One of the APIs were under attack, and they The developer went to the security team and said, I want to onboard Sequence in front of my application. It is under attack. They said, why do you think it is under attack? He showed them all the data. And then the application was onboarded, protected by Sequence, all within 30 minutes, 25 minutes of which was being on a conference call. They did all of it themselves without talking to us. So this is how quickly and easy it is.
Well, that is amazing. And I'm just curious if there's anything we haven't covered for our viewers and listeners that you'd like to share.
I think agentic AI is shaping and changing the world. Take it seriously. The way to stay protected is discover what is being used, who's using AI, how is it being used. Be compliant. There are many regulations. You might know of something, you might not know of something, and protect without relying on third parties. That would be the advice I would have for the users.
Varun, that's great advice. Varun Kohli, you are the Chief Marketing Officer at Sequence, found online at sequence.ai. Folks, if you want to protect your organization while you're using agentic AI and all these tools and advances to be innovative, you've got to protect your applications and your APIs from attack, business logic abuse, and fraud. And the best company to do it is sequence.ai. Work with them as soon as you can. Visit their website.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.